You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
Appreciate you being with us the third Thursday of each month when your schedule allows. We missed last month, so we're going to get to catch up on both?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. He lets us know just how busy the department is and what's been going on in our community, public safety-wise.
So for May, we had one grass fire, two structure fires, 38 EMS and MVAs, and 60 faults and miscellaneous runs. The faults and miscellaneous runs are anything from fire alarm activations to gas bills to the helicopter landing to pick up a patient, things like that, just the things that don't fit in those other categories.
Okay.
For a total of 101 runs for May.
That's right around the average.
And that's our average.
Okay.
And in June, we held our average. We had one more brush fire, one structure fire, 27 MVA EMS calls, and 72 faults or miscellaneous for a total of 101.
Hmm. Of those structure fires, anything that we need to be aware of?
No, those were, if I remember right, those were just like pots on the stove or cooking fires that were contained in something small, but they are classified as a structure fire. Actually, we had a structure fire yesterday that was due to a lightning strike. Fairhope brought four engines, the ladder truck, and the rescue truck, and then we had our mutual aid from Daphne and Barnwell as well on this call. It was down in the 181 area.
Home? So barn?
It was apartment? A manufactured home. And
okay.
It was a lightning strike where the fire was in the attic, so to speak. We held it to just the bedroom area. So that was honestly the bedroom. The attic was destroyed, but everything else we were able to save. And it was a great stop and great work done by everyone.
Thank you again for your service. And no one was injured?
No one was injured. The owner's or tenant's cat was actually in the home still, and we were able to get it at, save it, and make sure she made sure it got to the vet. So it was good. Great job all around. And while we were on that call, we actually had another call. And Daphne, we had made sure there was a what we call a cover truck. So if we bring another engine down from another area, so in case something does happen or we get multiple calls, we're not left unattended.
Right. Each the area communities look out for each other and cover each other.
We do. But that was yesterday's excitement.
That sounds like a big day.
It was a couple hours worth of work, but it was a great job done by everybody involved. And for it to just be right there and that says hold it right to that bedroom, outstanding job.
He downplays it, y'all, and they make movies about this, okay? But yeah, just a couple hours work. In this heat, and y'all gear up. I've heard this before, and I can't remember. How much does all the gear weigh?
The gear weighs somewhere between 70 and 100 pounds.
That's tough enough on a pleasant day, but when you couple that in with a 100-degree heat index, how do you guys do it?
We make sure we have plenty of help, and then we make sure that we carry drinking water on all our trucks, so we make sure everybody stays hydrated and able to do the job. And we also have an ambulance there in case something does happen.
Right, that's
unfortunately
good.
Would happen. So.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask this every single month because we always have newcomers moving in the area, and we see the question, Fairhope has a volunteer fire department. Why don't we have a paid department?
We have 50 members, give or take a couple. Right now we're just above 50. We have 4 fire stations, and we're planning a 5th. We have great support from the city council and everyone here. Our training, we're training all the time. We actually have a seminar that we're hosting this weekend at our station 2 out on Thompson Hall Road, where we're bringing in a speaker from FDNY, as well as a district chief from Houston Fire, and they're going to be talking about different topics fire related. And so we've also got other firefighters coming from around the area and from out of state as well, coming to this class. But we've got great training we're always doing. Our response times are great. There's really no need at this point for a career department. The money that the city is saving by having a volunteer department, they can put that money elsewhere for other projects.
Yet at the same time, they support you and with support the property and the departments.
They support us with
That shiny red? I've never seen an all red vehicle. That looks new to me. That was a city purchase or a?
That actually was a purchase from the ad valorem, our ad valorem money.
Okay.
Which is one way we get our funding a few different ways. We have a generous budget from the city, which is around $1 million a year. We have every fire department in Baldwin County gets a portion of an ad valorem tax, and then we also do different fundraisers through the year. Our big one is our fund drive letter that everybody gets. Business owners and and homeowners get that throughout, and those are sent out to everybody in our fire jurisdiction. And then we do different fundraisers throughout the year. Our other big one we're working on it for next year again, which was the barbecue cook-off.
Still no date yet.
No date yet, but the COVID kind of put a kibosh on that over the last couple of years, but we're getting things put together for next year for sure.
Okay.
But yes, that's between those funding sources, Fairhope has an A1 fire department, and at this point there's no need for a career department.
As I always ask that question, I always say the same thing. There's something about the passion of serving and volunteering because you love it, and for the service and the camaraderie, and I see that in you and the firefighters that I know. It's like sometimes you do a better job when you don't have to do it. You do it because you want to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
So hats off to all of you. Do you need more volunteers? If someone's listening and they might be thinking, well, I can't exactly fight fires anymore, but I can help with the hoses or make sure they have plenty of water.
We can always use more volunteers. And if anybody's interested, the easiest way to contact us is through our cell phone. The command officer always has that with them, and that phone number is 251-233-5181. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us, and we'd be glad to answer any questions in regards to that or anything else fire department related.
Okay. Anything else you want us to know?
Right now we're still under the 8M burn ban. That's an air quality burn ban, but it's one that 8M puts out annually. It's an air, and it goes from May 1st through October 31st. It's about open burning, but something small like a cooking fire, as long as it's just a small cooking fire, that's allowed. The chimenea type things, little fire pits, those are allowed. But big open burning, like you're just clearing brush or something like that, leaves that right now you can't do that.
Okay. And that's through when?
October? That's through October 31st. This is an annual thing, and it's all about, that one's for all of Baldwin County. as well. So
now, October, I know, is Fire Safety Month. Dude, is there such a thing as Heat Safety Month? I mean, as far as, do we have to literally worry about things spontaneously combusting, or are fire hazards in this heat?
Spontaneous combustion can happen if things aren't disposed of properly. Other than that, I haven't seen a lot of that, right, me personally. Okay. But yes, I have been to several fires where I've seen things. We've determined that it was a spontaneous combustion. Typically, that's a rag with paint thinner or something like that, but that has happened before.
What do we do with that in this extreme heat? What do we do?
Just, like I said, dispose of it properly and keep an eye on it.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, Chief. Anything else?
Nope.
All right.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Chief Chris Ellis giving us our monthly update the third Thursday of each month on Community Contact, weekday mornings at 8:20. If you can't make it during the live